presented by Listen Headlines, latest world news from trusted sources. Updating daily at 6 a.m. New York.
New York Times World News.
November 13, 5 o'clock America, New York. How droughts in Mexico could shape the future of the beer industry. Brewers and other heavy water users have landed at the center of the climate fight in Mexico as the government and industry confront water shortages in the north. Mexican brewers sold more than $5 billion worth of beer abroad last year, making Mexico the top global exporter of the beverage, according to the World Bank.
New York Times World News.
November 13, 5 o'clock America, New York, 5 books to read about Qatar before the World Cup. Qatar is the first Arab nation to host the tournament, bringing all the country's contradictions to the fore. Qatar will host games around Doha, the capital, and has seized on the World Cup as an opportunity to heighten its presence on the world stage.
BBC News World.
November 13, 2:34 America, New York, U.S. midterms. Time for Republicans to decide who they are. Biden. U.S. President Joe Biden has said he is incredibly pleased with the Democrats' U.S. midterm results.
Washington Post World.
November 13, 2:30 America, New York, climate reshapes life for tenacious gannets on Quebec Isle. Scientists are tracking the threats to seabirds from climate change, overfishing, and other perils wrought by humans.
Washington Post World.
November 13, 2:19 America, New York, faithful mates, hot tempers form primal life for gannets. Bonaventure Island, just off Quebec's Gaspé Peninsula, offers remarkable insights into northern gannets, thanks to an enormous and easily accessible colony of these majestic seabirds.
Mirror World News. November 13, 2 o'clock America, New York. Riverdale star brutally butchered his mother as she innocently played the piano. Ryan Grantham had appeared in hit films Diary of a Wimpy Kid and The Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus before landing a starring role in the hit series Riverdale, but then he committed a horrifying crime and will spend the rest of his life in prison.
BBC News World.
November 13, 0:31 America, New York. Switzerland migrant children demand immigration policy apology. Swiss migrant workers' children want an apology for a policy they say tore whole families apart.
BBC News World.
November 13, 0:11 America, New York, U.S. midterms. Democrats retain control of Senate after key Nevada victory. The results for Joe Biden's Democrats amount to the best midterm performance for a sitting party in 20 years. World News. Breaking international news and headlines, Sky News.
November 12, 2:44 America, New York. The midterms were a referendum on the extreme right-wing politics of the Make America Great Again candidates. The midterm elections are said to be a referendum on the success, or otherwise, of the sitting president in his first 2 years in the White House. Donald Trump in Mar-a-Lago on Tuesday.
Mirror World News.
November 12, 2:39 America, New York. Democrats win control of Senate in latest blow to Republicans after red wave crumbled. The fate of the House is still uncertain, but Catherine Cortez Masto's victory in Nevada gave Democrats the 50 seats they needed to keep the Senate after the party outperformed midterm expectations.
The Washington Times Stories, Advocacy.
November 12, 2:39 America, New York, Democrat wins top Nevada elections job over election denier. Democrat Cisco Aguilar was elected as Nevada's Secretary of State, winning the election's post over Republican Jim Marchant, who pushed to scrap voting machines and claimed all Nevada winners since 2006 have been installed by the deep state cabal.
RT World News.
November 12, 2:58 America, New York, Democrats projected to keep control of Senate. With some 96% of the ballots counted, AP, CNN, NBC and Edison Research called key Nevada race for Democrats.